Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
Great to be with you. It is the Bart Winkler Show. I am Bart Winkler. Carlos Ortiz alongside Dexter Henry on the updates. Tonight, hour number three of the show. You miss any of it, use the rewind feature on the Odyssey app. You can also catch the podcast wherever you get yours. We have been talking about the big hiring of the day in college football. Everybody wanted to get in on it. Rich Rodriguez back at West Virginia. That's kind of gotten buried a little bit, huh? Rich Rod was at West Virginia from 01 to 07, and then he famously was terrible at Michigan. Then went to Arizona, had some assistant jobs for a while, Jacksonville State the last 2 years, and he is back at West Virginia. So that was official as of today. Michigan, he went 3-9, 5-7, 7-6. Jacksonville State, 9-2, 9-4, 9-4. How about that? Now Rich Rod back at West Virginia. Of course, the other news, the big news, Bill Belichick will be coaching North Carolina. This news was news a week ago, 5-6 days ago, that he had interviewed with them. And it was very interesting because it was very out of left field, both for North Carolina and Bill Belichick. Now, from the Bill perspective, he did an interview, wanted to coach. There was reporting right away that if he's taking this interview, like he's serious about this. Then there was some weird back and forth today as if, did he accept? Did he not accept? He's accepted. He's put out a statement. He's very excited. And he will be the next head coach at North Carolina. So as these last couple of days have happened, we've talked about, well, why would he want to do this? What's it going to look like? I also wonder what the expectations are. It's a 3-year deal for $30 million. Do we expect him to do well? I mentioned Bill Walsh after his NFL career. He went back to Stanford, coached there in the 70s and then in the 90s for a little bit. His first year, they were 10-3, won a bowl game, and then they were not good the next 2 years. I don't think Bill's walking into a situation where they're going to be 10-3 next year. So he's got to build up this program in an NIL era. He keeps talking about how, oh, I love college football. I was around it. He was around it 50 years ago when he would go hang out with his dad. It's barely the same sport than it was back then. So it's going to be very interesting how this unfolds. And I think it's more likely that it fails. But I don't even know what failure looks like. If he's 7-6 for 3 years, is that a failure? Or is it him like, look, I'm retired. Nobody in the NFL wanted me. I still want to keep coaching. I got to coach in some stadiums and against some coaches and against some teams that I never thought I would. We're getting a Bill Belichick, Dabo Sweeney matchup next year. Like that was great. That was a great retirement job. Yeah, I didn't win a national championship. Yeah, I never got the NFL all-time wins record over Don Shula, but I had a great time, and that's how I wanted to spend my life. Hopefully I benefited and impacted some young men in a positive way while doing it. Because he's Bill Belichick and a 6-time Super Bowl champion as a head coach, does he need to go to a college football playoff for us to consider this a success? Is he going to have the scrutiny on him week in and week out over his team? Or are we going to get to year three of this thing and see him on the CW coaching some night and be like, oh, yeah, I forgot he went there? I'm not sure. I don't think the expectations are that high. I think there might be people that give you the old, well, best case scenario, I'm cautiously optimistic. I think you might get a little bit of that. 855-212-4227. Matt is in Chicago. Matt.
Hello, folks. How you doing?
Hello, sir.
First-time caller, first-time listener. I called primarily because I'd like to make a small correction. Jean Grey and the Phoenix were not a parasitic thing. The Phoenix duplicated her body and left her at the bottom of Jamaica Bay, and then they thought it was Jean Grey, and then the Phoenix got corrupted by, you know, humanity and then tried to blow everything up. But
Carlos, we good on that?
I can verify it.
Yeah, good job, Matt.
Thank you. But I'd like to truly point out that Bill Belichick needs to either coach high school football or go away. The man won 700 Super Bowls. He made $1 billion. He and Tom Brady were everywhere. Just go coach high school.
So you think
football.
If he's coaching somewhere, it should be high school?
Do you know how many kids would love to learn under Bill Belichick?
I suppose.
Those high school kids could get drafted on a college teams, left and right.
So where's the difference between that and college? Because I think a lot of people are saying how many college kids want to learn under Bill.
Well, the main difference is if he coaches high school football, I don't have to hear his name anymore.
No.
But yeah. Maybe that's just me. But I'm loving the show, guys. You guys are hilarious.
Well, appreciate you tuning in, Matt. And don't be a stranger.
I definitely won't. Long live the X-Men. See you.
All right, Matt in Chicago.
Couldn't kill if you tried.
You never know it'll resonate. Threw an X-Men little thing out there. Got a correction. And now Matt's hanging out with us. I like that. Tell your friends. Robert's in Annapolis. Robert.
Hey, voices. How you doing tonight? Has there ever been a time when a team hired a 72-year-old as a coach and he was actually younger than his predecessor? I think the previous coach was a year or two older.
Yeah, Mac Brown was 73.
So there you go. So they're going younger. Based on what the other previous caller said, how about this? How about five-star defensive high school players that are going to want to go play for Bill Belichick? He won't even have to recruit them. If they have pro football aspirations, why not go to the best teacher? It's like when you were in college, you would always ask around, who's the best professor for a particular course? So I think some players would go there. And keep in mind this, regardless of how well the Tar Heels do, Bill's got a 20-something-year-old girlfriend, so he'll be okay with whatever's going on. And I also want to close with this. You guys didn't name your favorite superhero movie when I called last week. I asked you for, you were talking superheroes and superhero movies, and you're both fans, apparently. I'm not. But what are your best, your favorite, if not the best, superhero movies?
My God. Robert, let me think about that. Best superhero movie? See, I love Marvel, Carlos, but I don't know that one jumps to my head.
I was thinking the exact same thing. I love Marvel. I'm a shill. But if I had to put pen to paper right now and write down which one it is, it's actually going to be a DC movie.
Which one?
Dark Knight, the second one.
Yeah. Yeah, those were pretty good.
That trilogy was fantastic. I mean, Begins, you know, started a little slow. I don't think you needed Scarecrow as a villain in there at all. But they wanted to hide the fact that, you know, Ra's al Ghul's are there. Spoiler, if you haven't seen it, it's been like 15 years already. Ra's al Ghul's in the movie. You know, so it was a little slow, but I thought it picked up very well. Dark Knight was, honestly, I don't want to say it changed the superhero genre because it sounds cliche, but it really elevated it to something more mainstream than it ever was. You know, not like the campy Tim Burton crap in the 90s. And then Dark Knight Rises put everything in a nice little neat bow. I really hated Anne Hathaway as Catwoman, but even that did not derail the experience for me. I thought Dark Knight Rises was a pretty good send-off.
I like the movie Hancock.
I had such hopes for that. It looks so good. Hancock is basically what Amazon's The Boys should have been in movie form. Maybe not as grotesque with all the blood.
Do you like The Boys? I got to watch The Boys.
I'm not up to date. I haven't seen the season at all. And the reason why I'm not up to date is, I think it's just gotten a little too gruesome for me.
Yeah. Well, and to be fair about all of this, if we're talking superhero movies, we have not yet seen this week's release of Kraven the Hunter.
We're probably not going to watch this week's release of Kraven the Hunter either.
Which is expected to make even less money than Madam Web.
If anybody who's listening knows somebody that works for Sony Pictures, or better yet, you work for Sony Pictures, please reach out to Bart Winkler and Carlos Ortiz, and we will help you fix your Marvel issues. You don't have to get Marvel involved. We will tell you how to make a proper, you know, Spider-Man villain-esque movie, because Madam Web, piece of crap. Venom, I didn't see any of them. I have no interest in seeing it. Kraven the Hunter did not need a standalone. You guys botched Sinister Six. That's not going to happen. The casting for Scorpion, what are we doing? You showed him once, and now he's not going to be there anymore. I can fix this. Bart can fix this. Give us a call. Stop putting this stuff out.
Yeah, I got a way to fix it. Make one of these movies and then put in Spider-Man.
That would be a, you know, a great launching pad.
Yeah, a launching plaid. I agree.
I meant to say pad, and I was going to say plan, and then it became plaid.
It's hard. I've done that too, where that L sneaks into a word. That's hard. I should have been
constantly am mashing words that don't exist. Or they do exist, but not in the form in which I mashed it. But seriously, why are you going to do a Sinister Six movie when you don't have the point of the Sinister Six? They all hate Spider-Man. He's not there. It's not Suicide Squad. They have a common enemy. Spider-Man's the reason the Sinister Six become the Sinister Six. There's no kingpin.
I mean, obviously, we love Endgame and Infinity War and stuff.
And I am so looking forward to the next slate of Marvel movies, because they really need to fix this crap up from Phase 4. What Phase 5? Are we in Phase 6 yet? What are we doing?
I think we're still in 5.
Get us out of here.
855-212-4227. David is in Buffalo.
Hey, Bart. How you doing today, man?
Good. What's up, David?
Yeah, I want to talk about Belichick going to North Carolina. I think a couple things. I think number one, who's going to be his quarterback is a huge question. We know I think his record is like almost 20 games under 500 without Tom Brady. So, I mean, obviously he's not going to find that kind of guy in the college ranks. But if he's going to – he's got to find a quarterback that he can really win with right away, because if he can't, he's going to probably do very average, as we've seen, or maybe even below average, because – the other thing too is, who's going to be his offensive coordinator? Is it going to be McDaniels? Is it going to be some other guy that, you know, comes from the NFL? Because that's where his real weakness is as a coach. And football now is all about offense. And I think this is all setting up for his son down the road, because I think he knows his son is really, you know, looking for a head coaching job, and he's probably not going to get one real soon in college, because, let's face it, it's tough to, you know, break in college, because it's a good old boys network.
Yeah, and this is a good way. I mean, what a great dad move this is, David. If you're not sure if your son's going to get a job on his own, keep the seat warm for a few years and then hand down the family business. We'll take one more call on Belichick, and then we will get on with the proceedings. And that will be Johnny in Atlanta. Johnny.
What's going on, Bart? Hey, I think it's the ACC.
Hey, this is the last call I'm taking on Belichick, so this is the hammer. This is the hammer.
I got you. I think it's the ACC, because they see how much money Colorado is making off Deion. What's the next best thing is Belichick. He will get so much TV viewing that team trash, so they're going to be on TV so much because it's Belichick. And
they're not going to redo the contracts or anything. Like, more people might watch. More people might. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, we're going to have a curiosity factor, okay. But if they're 5-5. I don't care.
You see how much Dion was on TV with Colorado? They only won 4 games. They only won 4 games the first year. They was on TV almost every weekend.
Yeah, and I know, and we're comparing Dion and Bill, but they are different things.
Yeah, it's different. And then the second thing, I do not see no 5-star going to North Carolina, because guess what? They already know they're NFL bound. They got egos. He probably get a whole bunch of 3-star, 4-stars, the ones right now who didn't get no playing time. Guess what? They in the weight room working hard. Oh, I'm gonna go to Belichick. He's gonna show me how to work to get to there. That's the kind he gonna get. He's not gonna get no Travis Hunter, the one of the flashy guys that keep on flipping their hats. And yeah, no, I'm gonna go to North Carolina. No, I'm going to Oregon. No, they ain't get those guys. He ain't gonna get those guys. They're not gonna go to Belichick, because guess what? They don't want to be taught. They don't want to be coached. They don't want to be coached. So,
well, I mean, some players, I think some players are going to be eager to be coached by him, and some players are going to run from it. It's just a matter of who he gets.
Yeah, exactly. But you see these kids these days. They don't care who Belichick is. They want somebody who's going to just cater to their liking. And if they don't, they're going to transfer to next year.
Yeah, you know, the Bill Belichick aspect, Johnny, thanks for the call, is there, but still, for a lot of these kids, it's going to be, okay, well, I can get 2.5 there, I can get 2.1 here. I mean, we're getting paid now. You see some kid at BYU who's going to play hoops there for $7 million? He's going to BYU? You guys are getting paid. It's not like they're getting paid 20, I mean, they're getting paid. And so Bill's going to have to keep up with that as well. We know the semifinals for the NBA Cup. I know that you're intrigued. Couple of good games tonight. The Hawks beat the Knicks 108-100. And then the Rockets, I believe they had a 7-0 run to end out the game. Got a foul call to go their way, but the Warriors had kind of like started to give this one away a little bit. This is the first time, and this was still a regular season game as well, but this was the first time that the Rockets have beaten the Warriors since February 20th of 2020. February 20th of 2020, we had like maybe just barely heard, oh, you heard this coronavirus in China? That's the last time that the Rockets beat the Warriors. So the NBA Cup semifinals, the semifinals still regular season games, and then the NBA Cup final will not be, but it's going to be the Bucks and the Hawks and the Rockets and the Thunder. I don't know that they've announced who's playing what time yet, but I think there's a game at 4:30 Eastern, there's a game at 8:30 Eastern. I think that the primetime game will be Rockets Thunder over Bucks Hawks. I could stand corrected, but I think that is what they will end up doing. The games will be played in Vegas, and they will be the two games coming up this Saturday. Look, when the Rockets won this game, they were pretty pumped up. They were fired up. They celebrated, crowd celebrated. So I don't know how much the average fan is into it. I think if you're a fan of one of these four teams that are in the NBA Cup semifinals, you're kind of excited. Like, hey, this is something different. But these players are into it, man. These players, they seem to be into it for sure. 855-212-4227. This is the Bart Winkler Show.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
Atlanta would win by 8. That's Steve Holman and the Hawks Radio Network, 108-100. The final, Trae Young always likes playing at MSG. Had a kind of soft first half, but finished with 22 to lead all Hawks starters. DeAndre Hunter did have 24 off the bench. So the Hawks win. They'll take on the Bucks. This is, I should be clear. This is, I'm talking about the NBA Cup right now. You may not be aware. The Rockets just finished off the Golden State Warriors 91-90. So the times are official, as I thought they would be. On Saturday in Las Vegas, the Hawks and Bucks are going to play at 4:30 Eastern. That'll be on TNT. And then at 8:30 Eastern, it will be the Rockets and Thunder. That game will be on ABC. The winners of those two games will match up in the NBA Cup Final on Tuesday, December 17th on ABC. It will be the lone game. So we're either going to have the Bucks-Rockets, Bucks-Thunder, or Hawks-Rockets, Hawks-Thunder. Hawks and Bucks, guys, 2021 Eastern Conference Championship rematch. And I feel like the Rockets and Thunder have played in the playoffs a bunch of times, too. 855-212-4227. Harrison, what's up? Harrison, Toronto. Harrison, you've got three. You've got two. I believe this is a young kid, right? Did he fall asleep, perhaps? A late night on a school night? All right, Harrison. Rock-a-bye, baby, in the treetop. The winds, the cradle will drop. Rich is in California. You awake?
I'm awake.
What's up, dude?
Long time listener, first time caller.
Hey,
I really want to say thanks and give a shout out. You have a great show. The analysis is top notch, and you got great humor, and you treat your callers well. Those are the only three things you need, and you've got them all. But anyway, so I'm a Chargers fan.
Well, that's just on the air. You should hear what I say about these people off the air.
As you're leaving.
Yeah.
I love it.
Between breaks, me and Carlos are like, yeah, that rich guy. What a weird.
I don't let money in that.
Oh, that's too funny. You guys are great. But anyway, long-time suffering Chargers fan. You know, I go back to the 70s and 80s as a kid, just loving, you know, the old Air Coryell and all that business back then. And, mm-hmm. and then I hate the Niners. I've never forgiven them for crucifying us in the Super Bowl 29. And so I just want to just touch base on a couple things. What do you think of the Chargers? I keep hearing year after year, like the last 5-6 years, the last couple of years of Rivers, and then now into their newer teams. And I just can't. Every time people say, "Oh, they're the dark horse. Oh, they've got this
yeah.
They've got a great staff. They've got great players. We should see them go into the playoffs." And I'm just like, you know what? Show me the money. You know, it's like it just never happens. And I'm just wondering why. Why can they never put anything together? And then please tell me the Niners aren't going to make it. So just those couple things.
All right, Rich. Well, thanks for the call. I'll take you off the air and appreciate the kind words. I do not think the Niners will make it. Tomorrow's a big game, though. Tomorrow they've got the Rams. Very interested to see how that one goes. I think with the Chargers, I think they were, you know, fortunate to get Jim Harbaugh. I think he's clearly put his stamp on the team already. I don't know that this is an 8-4 team or 8-5 team if it's Brandon Staley's team. There's also been, like, that last game, how much they did everything that they could. They played the Chiefs well. And then that third down, Mahomes starts dancing all over the place. Chargers have lost to some good teams. They beat some teams that I think have a shot at the playoffs or are going to make the playoffs. But there's a lot of teams like this where they've beaten the teams that they're better than and they've maybe lost to the teams that are better than them. There's a lot of teams like this. The Chargers have beat the Raiders, Panthers, Broncos, Saints, Browns, Titans, Bengals, Atlanta. They've lost to the Chiefs twice, the Steelers, and the Cardinals and the Ravens. I think that there is, I think we did a segment a while back, like ranked teams that have the best chance to win a Super Bowl in the next 5 years, or we might have even done 3 years. And I certainly put the Chargers in one of those spots, top eight or maybe top eight. I think Jim Harbaugh came in here. He's immediately going to make an impact. Like we're talking with Belichick a bunch through the night. He's immediately going to make an impact. Harbaugh is. I don't know that Belichick does. We're going to have to find out and see. But Harbaugh, you thought would. They clearly are playing his style of football. Now it's about finding all the right personnel that fit that style of football. So I think if you're a Chargers fan, a realistic spot to start thinking, okay, this could be the year, is the third year of Harbaugh. So that'd be 2026. But that's not to say that they can't play this well, maybe make the playoffs, make a run. I just think that this is going to be Harbaugh doing what he did at Michigan, where you tinker and you find and you eventually get the right personnel that will enact your vision. And so I don't think this is the year for the Chargers, but I do think that they are on the right path and they are better because of Harbaugh. And now it's just about getting all of the right pieces and not just some of the right pieces and not just some of the pieces that you inherited. There's going to be more Harbaugh drafts. You know, they've already done well. Their top two guys, Alt and McConkey, have been great for them. So there's going to be more drafts, more free agency, more people that see what they're doing that maybe want to play for Harbaugh. But that's where I would look at this as a three-year window. And then we can start thinking championship. Let's get to Wayne. He's in Louisville. Wayne.
Yes.
Hello? Hey, turn the thing down back there.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Sorry. What's up? And not up, down.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm trying. I can't hear you because I hear the radio.
Oh, okay. Hold on.
Yep. I'll wait.
Okay.
All right.
No, I just want to know what he thinks about the command, the Washington football team's chances to get the playoffs.
You still call them the football team?
Yeah. Well, I can't call them the other name.
Yeah, you don't like Commanders?
No, definitely not.
All right.
I'd like to see them called Skins, period.
Well, what do you think?
Huh?
How do you feel about their chances?
I like the team right now.
They're 8-5.
Yeah.
They're a game up in the wild card. You'd probably want the Rams to lose tomorrow.
I want to know how he feels about the chances of them getting in.
I feel pretty okay. I'm going to say pretty okay. They've got the Saints, Eagles, Falcons, and Cowboys.
That's three or four wins.
Yeah, I think you need three.
Right, okay.
Because the Rams are on your tail. They've got Niners, Jets, Cardinals, and Seahawks. So I think you should be rooting for the Niners tomorrow.
You know that.
Yeah. So I feel good. I don't know. That NFC, I think the Wayne, thanks for the call. You can turn the radio back up. I think the AFC, we're probably looking at the seven teams that have the spots right now as getting in. I think in the NFC, a little more shaky on the Commanders or the football team. We'll do our power rankings coming up. We got to get to those yet tonight. Before we do, Rick is in Toronto. Rick.
Yes. Reason I'm calling, I think it was Robert from Annapolis who was complaining about superhero movies.
Yeah.
I picked Black Panther from 2018 because it was nominated for Academy Award. It was a movie that basically was a blueprint for make the industry look good, movie industry good, because it their diversity, inclusion, and equity, which is most important in a movie.
Where are we going here, Rick?
What?
I mean, I just thought it was a good movie, but
yeah,
I don't
know. Yeah, well, that was a major point why it was nominated. There was it went above and beyond wherever what he wanted. The other night, second thing I want to talk about is Captain America. You know Sam Wilson is going to be the new Captain America, yet you in the movie Endgame, Bucky Barnes, the Winter Soldier, basically told Sam to go meet Steve Rogers at the end of the movie. He said, go and see him, and that's why he should be Captain America.
Rick, not like didn't John Walker. Somehow we had this conversation already?
I know, John Walker. And also, you don't understand about the Sony universe with Spider-Man.
No, I do understand, but I'm not going to get... I'm not... When Carlos and I are talking about, like, superhero movies on the surface level, we're not going to break down the... history between Sony and Marvel because it's very nuts and bolts and boring to the normal audience.
But you
so we're not breaking it down. Well, remember when John Walker killed a guy with his shield?
Yes. Yeah. Well, that's what happens when you have when Stan Lee had they had financial problems at Marvel at the time. That's what happened. They broke it
up. Rick, we're not. I don't.
Okay. I'll give you a break now. Remember, Alexander Shipp was Storm. She was in Barbie. So just learn about that. Okay. Thank you. Think about the patriarchy. Okay. Thank you very much for your time and have a good night.
He said, it's miraculously enough, I've taken that call before within the last 5 days.
I would have known him that talking about Alexander Shipp. I think I would have had regulation if that call actually happened.
He definitely said the Captain America thing.
Yes, he did complain about that. Because, as a matter of fact, we had that conversation where I said Bucky was supposed to be Cap and then pass the shield over to Falcon. This is all resonated within my brain now.
So who's Alexandra Shipp?
She was the lovely actress who was casted as Storm in that terrible Days of Future Past movie.
Oh, okay. And she was in Barbie?
Yes, she was one of the many Barbies. Great movie. I got nothing bad to say.
Yeah. All right, 855-212-4227. Let's get an update. Here's Dexter Henry.
It's time for Power Rankings, Bart Winkler style.
You know what? You just made the list.
It's Worst and Five. Here's Bart Winkler.
It is time for our Power Rankings, where we tell you who we think the worst team in the league is, and then our five best. I've been all over the board with the worst team in the league. Last week, I kind of gave it to the Raiders just because they're bad, but they hadn't gotten it from me. And I'm trying to be an equal you-suck employer. Patriots have gotten it. Browns, Panthers, Titans, Saints, Jacksonville, Giants, Raiders. This week, I got to give it to who is the worst. And the worst team in the league is the New York Giants.
You suck!
Going back to Tommy DeVito this week. So, are ticket sales still going to be high for people to watch the Ravens when it's Tommy DeVito? Or is this going to be a very Baltimore Ravens heavy crowd? I have to imagine it will be.
Yeah, it's not a far drive. 4 hours, four and a half, depending on what time you leave.
Oh, it's going to be bad.
I actually still think there's going to be a faithful Giants contingency out there simply because of that Tommy DeVito factor. So you'll see a lot of the cutlets.
Lauren's worn off.
You'll see a lot of the cutlets. You'll see a lot of the stupid hats, the hand gestures. But that crowd will be thinned out by halftime.
Last year, Tommy DeVito had some staying power. This year, the excitement around him has lasted. Ah, jeez.
Way to stick the landing there.
This year, the excitement around him hasn't even lasted as long as the flavor from a stick of Fruit Stripe. Fruit Stripe gum.
Yeah, I get the reference.
It loses flavor quickly.
Oh, I know.
Gum of the 90s.
I'm just upset that I made you clean it up, and that was the payoff.
Well, you know, Fruit Stripe gum flavor jokes don't land like they used to back in the heyday of the 1900s.
A very random fun fact, I dressed up as the Fruit Stripe zebra for Halloween when I was 9.
That's funny. That's funny.
My best costume, and it all went downhill after that. I don't even do Halloween anymore. But yeah.
That's a shame.
I concur, by the way. We'll move these rankings along.
Did I ever tell you about the best costume I ever saw?
Sure.
We went to a costume contest, and there was a guy. It was right, and this, okay, I'm sorry, but it was right after Michael Jackson died. And so the guy was Michael Jackson in a coffin. Okay? And we're at a bar, and he's in this coffin the whole night. Like, you can go up and look at him and poke him, and he's not moving. 4 hours. He's not moving. The moment Thriller comes on, he gets up, does the whole dance. goes back to the coffin.
That's so good.
Won $200.
So why go to the party?
He won $200.
Are you sure he wasn't asleep?
I don't know. All right, who's your worst team?
The worst is this segment, but I'm going to also go with the Giants.
You suck!
I was at the game. I sent you the video of my tailgate, and my setup was great. You know, I have all the bells and whistles.
Nobody there.
I've never seen the parking lot so dead. There was no life. There was no energy. People really just came because the tickets were so cheap. I was upset in the second half. Number one, my alcohol started to wear off. But number two, the Giants had a chance to tie the game. And I'm like, what the hell are we doing? I'm screaming at the top of my lungs. No, no. You know, Throw it away. Do something. When that kick got blocked, I jumped and cheered louder than I did for the two Super Bowl championships that I witnessed combined. I was so happy that the tank is still on track. They better not mess around and win another game. But the Giants, you suck.
You suck.
All right, our top five. I'm going to start at... How about I start at number five?
Number five.
Last week it was Lions, Bills, Eagles, Chiefs, Vikings. From one to five. It's those same five teams in a different order. The Vikings are five. I still don't know that they are Super Bowl good enough, but they're certainly good enough to be considered a top five team in the league. They stay at five. Number four.
Number four.
The other teams won. They lost. They get knocked down to four, the Buffalo Bills. Number three.
Number three.
I've got the Philadelphia Eagles. And we may go a little deeper into what their disastrous week has been, even though it maybe hasn't been a disastrous week. But even if you're the Eagles, look, I think 2023 looms large. If there's any sign of dissension or any sign of mutiny, you got to take it more serious than you maybe would because last year got so bad. Number two. Detroit. I've had them at number one for the last 3 weeks, but I'm going back at number one.
Number one.
I'm going back to the Chiefs. And like I said, if every one score game that they were in was flipped, they'd be 2-10. They're probably 8 or 9 plays away from being 2-10. So are they better than the Lions? Are they better than the Eagles? Are they better than the Bills? Are they better than the Vikings? You know what I would say to you right now? I would probably say they're not. So why are they number one? Because you put them on a field with any of those teams and they find a way to win. And so they're the best. And I can't stop it anymore. So the Chiefs, for me, are number one, followed by the Lions, Eagles, Bills, and Vikings. Carlos.
All right, so I'll go in reverse order over here. My rankings haven't changed that much from last week, like yours. Slightly different order. I still have the Trois Lions at number one. They can beat the doors off of everybody. I don't think there's any stopping them this year. And then watch them lose in the first round of the playoffs because I just mushed them for whatever reason. I hope that's not the case. They suffered long enough. And if they can win, it'll give the Giants, who are now the new Detroit Lions, some hope. Matter of fact, I won't even say that. Because the Detroit Lions are the Detroit Lions. The Giants are the Detroit Lions of old. Mm. So Detroit is number one. Philadelphia, number two. They were at three last week for me. Despite the drama that's completely manufactured by the media, I think the Eagles are obviously one of the most sound teams in the NFL, both offensively and defensively. Forget whatever A.J. Brown, Jalen Hurts beef supposedly exists. Brandon Graham probably get cut at the end of the year. The Bills move down to three. I do like that they put up points against the Rams. I didn't like that they lost. So they have to go down a ranking, but I'm not going to penalize them too much. Number four, the Minnesota Vikings. They were here last week. They really didn't do anything to change my mind. This is this is that week off of college football. They didn't get an extra game. They're just there. So they don't move. I like the Vikings at four. Number five, last week was the Kansas City Chiefs. This week, the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think Pittsburgh is playing in a way that none of us thought this season coming into it. We thought this was going to be another floundering 7-win, 8-win team, 9-win because of the extra game. Mike Tomlin's never finished under 500 in a season. So we thought he would just kind of sweat it out to get to 8-9 wins. No, they're a 10-win team, and they've done it on the arms of Justin Fields and Russell Wilson. I think we need to start taking them seriously. I don't like what's going on with the whole George Pickens thing, but they're still, to me, I test a better team than what Kansas City's putting out. Kansas City's at 6. I can't stand this one possession games. You're letting teams hang around way too long. I'm out. You're in on them? Cool. I'm officially, finally out on the
Chiefs. My number one team's not in your top 5?
No.
Well,
I'm done with them. So, again, Detroit 1, Philadelphia 2, Buffalo 3, Minnesota 4, and Pittsburgh at 5.
You know, just thinking, because the Eagles had that Monday night game last year as a playoff game against Tampa, and there's going to be a Monday night playoff game, and we'll be on the air for that. If it features the Green Bay Packers... I can work during a Packer game.
You're not working that day.
I can't work during a Packer playoff game.
You might as well not be working because of how useless you'll be.
Yeah. So, should I offer to hey, the next time that JR needs off, I'll just work for JR and me?
Or you could just take the day off.
Yeah, but I feel like that's one that I have to kind of give back. No.
No.
Hey, as my dad used to say, we'll burn that bridge when we get to it. It's the Bart Winkler Show.
Thank you for listening to the Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.